What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's the unofficial beginning today to NFL free agency. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How we doing?
I am delightful today. How are you?
We are delightful as well. And Corey, as I said, the unofficial beginning to NFL free agency today, where players and agents and teams can begin discussing terms with each other. As Corey Curtis, the Titans general manager GM shoes that I'm about to put you in, what's your plan this week if you're John Robinson and the Tennessee Titans? Where do your priorities lie if you're the Titans?
Well, I mean, all I can do is look at where their cap situation is right now. I'm surprised they haven't freed up more cap space to this point, because with where their cap situation is right now, they can't do a lot, okay? I don't see any day one, day two shopping for the Titans with where their cap situation is right now. So I think the first couple of days here are kind of more informative of finding out where the market is for everybody. Because, you know, of course, there are some teams that have a ton of cap space, but there are a lot of teams that are up against it. And so it's going to affect the prices for some of these players. And so I think for the first couple of days, you're finding out kind of where the prices are at. And then they're going to have to find guys who fit their limited budget, you know, to bring in an experienced corner. You would think to bring in some kind of experienced pass rusher, but, you know, that remains to be seen. And then do they want to bring, you know, and then what's the market for Jonnu and Corey? That's the other thing.
Don't you think, Corey, that we'll probably hear about some sort of restructured deals here in the short term? Like we just heard about, was it the Packers just did Preston Smith, right?
Yeah.
We've heard here and there. I mean, a lot of times that comes on the agent side of things, right? I mean, don't you think that, I mean, because I, like you said, I mean, the math doesn't work otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have to do some, but I think that John Robinson's going to want to limit it. I think because what people don't understand is like, you know, the Saints are having to kick the can even further down the road because they're in such horrible problems. And it's going to cause more problems for them later. And what people don't understand is while the cap is $182.5 million this year, they're borrowing against future years to prop that number up. So you're not going to see the huge jump up the next couple of years. You'll see a jump up, but you won't see the huge jump up that you would think you were going to see, because you're already borrowing against those numbers. So say the cap was supposed to be 210 next year. Well, now you might be only looking at 198 because you're having to prop up this year's number so much. And I'm sure the teams have a better idea of what that's going to be than we do, but that's one of the dangers with kicking the can down the road too much. And the Titans also have limited numbers of guys that they can do those restructures with, because you can only do it with a guy, you know, who's been under contract for over a year. So that would, you know, I don't think Derrick Henry qualifies as someone you could restructure because he hasn't been under contract for a year yet. But, you know, look, they got money from the secondary. I still think they've got to come up with some money from the offensive line.
So Ben Jones, Roger Saffold, whether it be restructures, extensions, or waived, I expect those guys to be in that mix somewhere. I guess you could possibly extend Dennis Kelly a year as well to free up some cash. But, I mean, when you look at where are they going to come up with money, that's the next place that they can come up with money is on the offensive line. And I would expect a combination because you're right, Joe, the numbers don't add up. I mean, where they're at, like $17 million, and it's probably going to cost $6 million or so to sign all your draft picks. That leaves you $11 million to fill the whole rest of your team with. And no matter how much you do cap gymnastics with guys, if you sign one guy, if you sign one Corey Davis or one Jonnu Smith, you're not getting them for less than $5 or $6 million under the cap this year. I mean, even if they're a $10 million player, I don't know how you're going to get them much lower than that.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hey, Corey, I saw you tweet about this the other day, but I want to get your opinion on it now that it's officially happened. How surprised were you that New England made the decision to bring back Cam Newton as their quarterback?
What was my tweet? Just like, okay.
Yes, yes.
Look, I'm not a Cam Newton fan. I've never liked the way he carries himself, okay? I don't think quarterbacks should put the spotlight on themselves. I think the great quarterbacks generally don't do that. And that's one of my issues with Cam. My other issue with Cam is he's not very good anymore. he was never a super accurate quarterback, and now he's not an accurate at all quarterback. And, you know, when you think about how Brady propped up that offense for a few years, it was because he's a super accurate quarterback who could do those things. And when you look back at New England last year, the only games where they really were successful were games where Cam Newton was running around. He was never blowing it up in the passing game, that's for sure. It just makes me wonder if they're tanking, trying to get a quarterback, up high in future years because, Cam Newton is not the path to take the Patriots to the playoffs or certainly contest to a Super Bowl. Cam Newton is kicking the can down the road. And it also says they don't like any of the other quarterbacks they got on their roster.
So back on the Titans, Corey, we were throwing around maybe, second-tier possibilities.
Yeah.
Because as you just laid out there, it seems like that's going to have to be where you focus more of your efforts, unless you just one person you can find. But anyone out there on the edge or receiver, anywhere else who really catches your eye?
Well, look, I mean, I think Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith catch my eye as much as just about anybody out there. I mean, are there edge rushers that I like? Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Bud Dupree, but how are you going to afford him? I mean, I know everybody's excited about Carl Lawson, but, not Carl Lawson. Who's the cat from the Bengals?
Carl Lawson. Yeah, you got it.
Carl Lawson, okay, yeah. And I see people throwing out, like, $14 million for him. And I'm like, he's averaged 5 sacks a year for 4 years. That's not worth that. That's ridiculous. And so, look, if he's $8 million, then maybe I'll be interested in that. When I see Justin Coleman released by the Lions, I think he might be a good fit for the Titans in the slot, but I don't know what his price is going to be at this point in his career. And that's the difficulty about this for me, guys, is I don't know what everybody's price is right now because this year is going to be different. So, there are some of those guys out there. But, a lot of guys all kind of run together where they're just guys. Where a couple of years ago I was really excited, I said, Adam Humphries and Za'Darius Smith. I thought, those would be two game changers for the Titans. Well, Za'Darius Smith ended up being a game changer for the Packers, and Adam Humphries ended up coming for the Titans and not being a game changer. We know what they need. Okay, it's just a matter of finding the price that fits. So I hesitate to throw names out there because I don't know what their prices are. I mean, I've seen Corey Davis projected $10 to $12 million, and then I've seen other people project him $14 to $16 million. And what is he? I mean, I tend to think he's more 10 to 12 million, but, you know, I've had former GMs tell me it's much higher. And so, you know, I guess guys are worth what somebody is willing to pay them. And I know this isn't really the answer to your question because you want names from me. And I don't have a lot of good names because I don't know the prices. I mean, you know, like, look at Hassan Reddick with the Cardinals. How many sacks did he have this year? Like 15 or something?
Yeah.
But he had 6 in one game. So he had 9 the rest of it. But the whole rest of his career has been terrible. I mean, he had like 1, 2, and 1.5 his first 3 years. And all of a sudden he blows up this year. So who is he? What is he? I mean, are you willing to take it? I'm not willing to give that guy a whole bunch of money.
Well, that's like Hendrickson, too. Yeah, Hendrickson's a similar situation.
With New Orleans?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't. Look, the Titans gambled on a couple guys last year. They got burned. You need to know what you're getting. You need to know what you're getting. You can't get a, you know, 1 year flash to me like Henderson. You know what Bud Dupree is, and that, you know, he is a big stand up guy on the edge who can set the edge, and that's why I like Bud Dupree. I think he matches for this team. I think I like him more than other people do. Look, I don't think he's going to come in here and we'd get 12, 15 sacks. He might get 7 or 8. But, you know, I think he matches what the Titans like to do. I'm sure other people disagree. But again, I don't know what his price is, especially coming off the injury. And then how many of these guys, and again, I'm just throwing out more problems. How many of these guys want 1 year deals? Because there's going to be a lot of guys who want 1 year deals because they want to wait for the new TV money to come in. I mean, that's if, you know, how many guys have we seen it pay off who bet on themselves? Dak Prescott. I mean, paid off betting on himself. And there are others that have fit that list.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Corey, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
All right. I feel like I let everybody down. So we'll wait and see.
I think it's just a dose of reality there, Corey. We like it.
No, yeah, good stuff. I do want to know if Illinois is going to win the NCAA championship.
Being from Illinois, I'm going to say no because we never have that kind of satisfaction. But they're a good team. They're good. I mean, that big man inside is, I mean, that dude's huge.
The 89 and 05 team should have won it all, man. This is the team that finally makes up for it, Corey.
Oh, the Kenny Battle team with Kendall Gill and Stephen Bardo. That team was fantastic. They were really, really good. I can't remember his name, Lowell Hamilton in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
He sprained his ankle really early on in the tournament and it really had an impact on him. That team was really, really good. But the Bruce Weber team with Luther Head and D. Brown, that team was pretty fantastic, too. Of course, they went to the final.
Yep.
But I actually grew up a DePaul fan.
Oh, Mark Aguirre, baby. Huh?
That's right. Mark Aguirre, Terry Cummings, Dallas Comegys, Kenny Patterson, you know, those Rod Strickland. Those were all my guys growing up.
Coach Meyer, that was some, man, old school good stuff. Absolutely.
They did some quality cheating back then.
That's right. Absolutely. Corey, appreciate you taking time to join us, man.
All right. You guys have a good day. Enjoy the legal tampering period, which is kind of an oxymoron.
Yes, we're very much looking forward to that here this week and the next couple of days for sure. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit more of what Corey had to say there and continue the conversation on the Tennessee Titans. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Make sure you're tuning in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Pred's Pick to Click and win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll have that opportunity coming up for you here in just a few minutes later this hour, so make sure that you're ready for that. The Predators taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning today at 3 o'clock. So remember, kind of a different time today. Puck drop at 3, pregame at 2 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So a little afternoon hockey coming your way between the Predators and the Lightning later today.
March Madness, like.
Yeah.
Get you ready for a Vols game in the NCAA tournament, 3:30 Friday.
Yeah, just kind of getting your body adjusted to watching sports at 3 o'clock. I remember, like, when the pandemic first started and we had sports coming back, like NHL games in the bubble taking place at 3:45 in the afternoon. I didn't hate it. It was kind of fun.
Oh, no. No, that was pretty sweet.
So maybe we've got
sports
gotten a
all
bit,
day.
Sports all day long. That was something I could definitely get used to. Thanks to Corey Curtis from News 2 for joining us in the last segment. And as we talked about, the unofficial beginning to NFL free agency starting today. And we've already seen some moves that have been made. The Packers re-signed Aaron Jones yesterday. The Ravens making some moves today as well. They're an interesting team to me. Like, we keep talking about the Ravens and obviously letting Judon go and Yannick Ngakoue going as well to free agency. Trying to find that balance of keeping that line together, but also like eventually finding a wide receiver for Lamar Jackson to throw the ball to. That might be helpful as well. Like, they thought Hollywood Brown was going to be that guy, and he showed flashes towards the end of last year, but still the receiving core for Baltimore, not overly impressive.
Corey Davis, good work there.
I've seen some people saying that maybe that's where he ends up. So it's Baltimore.
They just signed they signed Kevin Zeitler, what, 3 year 22?
3 year 22.
3 year 22, 16 guaranteed, I think. So yeah. They invested in that offensive line, but yeah, maybe they're letting those guys go on the edge and they're focused on trying to do everything they can to help Lamar Jackson. Torrey Davis could definitely do well there, I would say.
So what would be your plan this week if you're John Robinson and the Tennessee Titans? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Adam in Portland texts in and says, the Titans aren't far off from being really good. Redefine what your linebackers should be. That whole core is pretty underwhelming and has been for years, which puts pressure on the secondary and the interior linemen. Yes, our defensive ends haven't been good, but this is in this ugly 3-4 defense, hashtag please consider a 4-3. The linebackers need to be your stars. Ours have been so bad. Let's find some good 3-4 versatile linebackers out there in free agency.
Okay, well, first of all, when you're talking about 3-4 linebackers, first of all, they're not going to switch to a 4-3. This is Vrabel's defense. As long as Vrabel's the head coach, this is your defense. But second of all, if you're talking about linebackers, that's what the edge guys are. Two of the four linebackers are them. So I assume Ron is more talking about inside linebackers then?
That was Adam,
I'm sorry. Adam, I apologize. But is that how you take it? He's talking about the inside linebackers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, listen. You know, we made so much of the Bucs, edge guys and pass rush and JPP and Bear. Their inside linebackers are special.
Yeah.
Levante David is special. Devin White is special. And they made plays all over the field. And that's why John Robinson moved up to get Rashawn Evans a couple years ago, right? 3 years ago. To have a guy, rangy, athletic guy, and they talked about him as a pass rusher, and they tried him some there last year. You may as well try everybody last year. But that's what he's supposed to be. And based on what he did in 2019, I projected him in 20 to be a guy coming into that territory, and instead he went the other way. So I don't disagree with that. Now, are you giving up on him? I think you have to let John Brown go. You're hoping David Long's a playmaker. In general, I agree with the sentiment, but I also still think that, like, if you're going, like, where do you have to be good in this defense or any defense in the NFL? I'm still saying you got to win up front and you got to cover and you got to affect quarterbacks, and you can't invest everywhere.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt from Camden texts in, if I were the Titans, I would try to get Jonnu back on a one-year deal. Sign Corey Davis, bring in Justin Coleman to fill the slot, and draft a pass rusher. Problem is, the money just isn't there to do that much this year.
Yeah, it all sounds great. It all sounds wonderful. But, yeah, I don't think all those moves can happen.
The Justin Coleman thing is very interesting to me. Just because, to Corey's point, like, I don't know what his price is going to look like. But, I mean, right now, they've got a hole at slot corner. Like, they've got to find a way to fill it. I'm assuming Desmond King isn't coming back at this point, and I'm also assuming that you're moving Christian Fulton to the outside. So what are you going to do at the slot corner position? I think that's very interesting. Like, you don't
want... But it could be Fulton.
It could be.
It could be that you sign someone
or move Breon Borders out to the outside. Maybe that's what you do.
Draft someone. You draft someone for either of those spots, and Fulton's the other spot. But, yeah, like Justin Coleman, what's the price tag on Justin Coleman versus Desmond King?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's close, I'd rather have Desmond King back. Desmond King's interesting because he left the Chargers and it was all this, oh, he's fighting with the coaches, right, and all this stuff. I thought he was good here. You know, I mean, if it's a known quantity, I'd go there if you can. But yeah, like to your point, I don't think it's happening. I think he's going to be somewhere else.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says, the NFL Network had seven AFC teams staying the same or getting better while the Titans are getting worse right now. Are we going to make the playoffs if they don't win the division this year?
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, if you're a, you know, one of those, are you talking about one of those typical 9-8 seasons in the NFL?
Yeah, man.
You know, those 9-8 teams, yeah. You just never know.
Looking forward to see how that shakes out this year.
No, hey, in all seriousness, I mean, right now, the Titans are getting worse as a football team.
Yeah.
Now, this is the week that they are going to look different by the end of this week, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I'd hold off on the panicking, but at this point, things are trending toward the Titans are getting worse.
And to Corey's point from the last segment, like, we don't know exactly what the money's going to look like in terms of restructuring, and who knows, maybe you do make more moves on the offensive line, and Ben Jones is either a pay cut candidate or a cut outright candidate. Maybe that still happens, but right now, based on the math, and I think Corey's right, they are somewhere around $17 million in space that they've got. It's not a whole lot of room to operate with. What they have last year, I think around $25, $26 million in free agency, and that was even to a point where we were like, all right, you've got to create some room and bring in some more guys here. They're really strapped this year. But also, like, you brought this up with Desmond King, too. I have no clue what his value is going to be on the open market. I'm very interested to see, like, what some of these guys' value is. Like, what's Jayon Brown's value going to be on the open market? Like, this is going to be, I think, a really fascinating situation that maybe some guys aren't getting the money that they want to get, and maybe you just want to come back to a place that you're familiar with. Maybe, and Corey Davis could be a perfect example. Like, the money that you want may not be out there. You sign a one-year deal in a place that you know you're comfortable, an offense that you know you're comfortable with, and then take a shot at free agency again next year when theoretically the money's in a better situation. Could happen.
Yeah, could be. But, like, the Ravens are at, like, 25, I think, in space.
Yep.
So there's a place he could go and get a decent deal. And, I mean, the Colts are, like, at $45 million.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the nightmare scenario is that the Colts go pay like Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now you got to tackle that guy for the next few years. You know, it's certainly possible. I mean, if you're a team with that kind of space and you're in that contention window, you can really hammer some of your opponents by, you know, taking their guys.
When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Tennessee Titans. Get to more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Game Bracket Challenge is back. Sign up and play now for your chance to win great prizes now that all the teams have been selected. Go to thegamenashville.com and fill out your bracket to compete for a chance to win those great prizes. The Game Bracket Challenge is brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, Cool Springs Wine and Spirits, European Collision Repair, and Coach's Corner Sports Grill. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We're talking about the Titans right now, the unofficial beginning of free agency today in the NFL. It officially gets underway on Wednesday, but some deals and some terms can start to be discussed by teams and their players and agents at this point. So should be a very eventful next couple of days here in the NFL. And taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to that text line and hear from Ron, who texts in and says, we've all been affected by the pandemic, some in different ways than others, including teams. I think this would have been a good year to have no salary cap. That way each team could try to fulfill their needs this year without economic stress, then set the cap for the following year. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones would have had a freaking field day.
Yes, he would have. Cowboys would have been a lot better.
Jerry Jones would have loaded up. Dak, how about $60 million a year, buddy? It's a nice thought, Ron. Very nice thought. A totally unrealistic thought, but you know, you're right. It's a strange year, and
that may be what it takes to get the Cowboys
back to a place where they can actually compete is just remove the salary cap in the NFL.
Well, they're sort of the Yankees
yeah.
of the NFL. So, you know, that would they would – I know Jerry Jones would certainly prefer that. And, of course, Jerry Jones would also say in those owners' meetings, hey, guys, do we want to break down who in this league brings in more revenue? Because I'm getting the same deal as the Jaguars?
Yeah.
Man, I kind of don't blame him.
I hear you. Now, that's one of my least favorite things about the MLB is the fact there is no salary cap. I enjoy the salary cap. I know right now, if you're a Titans fan, not the biggest fan of the salary cap this year.
Because, so you're a socialist is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah
give, me the, give me the salary yeah. cap. Yes, that's what I am. I love the salary cap.
I do too. Listen, hey, as a kid growing up, as a huge Red Wings fan growing up, I enjoyed no salary cap.
I'm sure you did.
Because they just like, hey, Luke Robitaille, all right, the Dominator. Keep bringing him on in,
everybody.
Baby. Yeah. And boy, they've been garbage since the cap came in. Well, not immediately. They still had enough good players, you know.
Left over.
Yeah, but it's better. It's the way it should be.
It's the way Draft. It should be. It's all about competitive balance. It was the saying of everybody's designed to go 8-8. Can't say that anymore. I guess either 7-9. I can't say that either. So
7-10,
8-9, 9-8.
The 7-10 matchup. A nice 7-10 season. Garbage. Yeah, and look, it's better, and this is why pro sports. Frankly, I love college sports. This is a college sports week. I'm so excited about the NCAA tournament. But
yeah.
There's no salary cap in college football. There's no competitive balance. So every year now, we get to watch Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State and some other team in the playoff.
Exactly.
I kind of like a little bit less predictability.
I like a little bit less predictability as well, even though the Titans have got some big decisions to make on how they're going to fill out this roster. I was going to get to this with Corey Curtis from News 2, but we didn't have enough time to do it. So I'll ask you, what are they going to do at place kicker? Because we heard Mike Vrabel had some interesting comments at the end of the year on like this season ticket fan thing that they did on the Titans website, talking about kicking field goals and how they've got to find a way to make more kicks as they move forward here. Now, I thought after I had previously fired Steven Goskowski halfway through the season that he responded very well in the second half of the year.
Maybe
and
to you.
Not only was he making kicks, he also really wasn't pushing them to the right anymore. They were going pretty much down the middle. So you feel good about that, I think, if you're the Titans. I just wonder, like, what's the price tag going to look like for Goskowski? Because this, to me, is not a year where you can go out and spend like $2 or $3 million on a kicker. You've already given the money to Brett Kern. You know he's going to be there, and he is a weapon. But what does the contract look like for Steven Goskowski? And could it get to a point where if you're the Titans, maybe you're forced to go somewhere else in that regard just because you got so many other things you've got to worry about and got to pay?
I mean, to me, you have to sign him. You have to pay, and I don't know, a couple million with incentives
yeah.
or more or something like that. Like, you can't keep playing this kicker carousel thing. All these kickers that you let go are like amazing Hall of Famers now, which I'm sure Goskowski would be too. If you let him walk, like, he'll sign with, I don't know, some other team, and he'll probably go like 29 for 30 next year.
Get a huge contract like Cairo Santos.
I mean, the way he kicked down the stretch, and even when he was struggling, he made pressure kicks other than the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
You got to pay him. It doesn't have to be a ton. But you have to. You can't mess around with this anymore. You're sitting there watching Suck Up win Super Bowls, and Cairo Santos is like the toast of Chicago. And
Suck Up's a free agent, man. Buck's got a lot of moves to make. Not very much money to make them. I bet he finds a way to end up back in Tampa, though, would be my guess. He was really good for the Bucs last year.
That is intriguing, though. Is there any appeal that can be made to Ryan Suck Up?
If I was him,
hey, man, sorry.
I probably wouldn't come here.
Well, I know.
Sorry we just discarded you and moved on. But, hey, you wouldn't want a Super Bowl if they didn't do that.
Does he prefer living here than near Florida, man? You know?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
People like living in Nashville.
No thank you to Suck Up.
Really?
Why is that?
He's like Gary Anderson in a Titans uniform. Like, he can't get the ball like 45, 50 yards downfield without it looking like a lame duck kick.
He was pretty good last year.
He was all right this year.
He was accurate within, you know, a certain distance. But he did look a little there was some power lost behind some of those kicks.
28 to 31, baby.
What was he like beyond 50?
I don't know. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
I'm going to find those numbers. I don't think Gostkowski is going to be nailing 60-yarders anytime soon, is he?
Well, Gostkowski.
Ryan Succop was one of two from 50-plus.
Only tried
seven
two.
Of nine from 40 to 49. That was the big problem area for Gostkowski. You got him past 50. He's great. Yeah. 35 to 48.
Well, maybe you sign both. Maybe you have Succop, yeah. Kick the 40-yarders, and then Gostkowski can go 50-plus.
It's a good idea.
Two-kicker approach.
Just do that. And also have Tucker McCann around, just in case.
Sam Sloman.
Legend.
One of the most important kickers in Titans history.
Yeah, the legend of Sam Sloman.
He's going to be a trivia question 10 years from now, and people will forget his name.
I wonder how many Titans fans have already forgotten his name.
Chase did, like, 2 weeks ago on the show.
See? I think it's a pretty common
thing. He was like,
thing.
Who was that kicker who, kicked the most important field goal in 10 years for this team?
The last 15 years for the
who
Titans?
Who was that one dude? I remember after the game, he was like, bro, it was awesome, man.
Yeah, elite athlete Sam Sloman booting the ball through the uprights.
Legend.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Heidi from Dixon texts in and says, what is Joe's range to pay Clowney if we miss on the real pass rushers this year?
You just always have to bring up, you have to put me and put Clowney in the same sentence, don't you, Heidi?
Well, what would be your range?
My range for Clowney, and honestly, this is a real possibility, right?
I think it is.
I mean, if you can't figure it out with some of these other guys, my range would be about $8 million, and even that I don't feel good about. But I mean, realistic, and that's probably not realistic, but that's like on the edge of realistically, $8 million. I'm just assuming someone's going to give him like $10 million. Which is just stupid, but it's the NFL.
But even in a year, even like in this,
I know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're right, though. I just can't. I can't imagine if you're an NFL team at this point how you could justify that. I get the talent. I get that he's a freak. But the guy has been hurt in each of the past 2 years. How could you be comfortable going double digits in the millions with that? Eight figures.
I mean, if you're
double digits,
basically,
in the millions, what am I talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, thank you.
Double digits, millions. Right. Yeah, like 10 million plus. Like, if you're a team like Cleveland or the Colts or somebody, if you have a lot of cap space and you can take that gamble, I think he's better, even after watching him last year, than a lot of people probably do. But, yeah, he should make about $4 million is what he should make based on, one, performance, two, the bigger issue, which is that he's hurt all the time now and he appears to be breaking down. But I think someone's going to pay him more than that.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John from Nashville texts in and says, $4 million. Clowney stole 12 last year. Maybe balance it out a little bit.
There you go.
Just get the four
in
there.
See if he can, can you pay us back?
Yeah.
JD?
See if he comes in. Maybe get you a couple sacks this year.
Listen, if he played a whole year and played like he did at times,
he finds a way to get one or two, right?
Yeah. He had three sacks in a year, or after that year, I said, that guy could be good for you.
Yeah.
So, but he also, I always thought, was an edge setter. He wasn't that enough last year. That's why I like Judon. And, that's a good point by Corey Curtis on Dupree, is he's more that. You got to have that guy who can set the edge, not just hope this guy can get me 10 to 12 sacks.
Right.
And that was what Clowney was supposed to do, along with many other things he was supposed to do last year.
And it did not quite work out. So, but to your point, I think it is at least a possibility that he's back here next year. So we'll see what ends up happening on that front. Very fascinated to see this week, maybe if there's any shopping done on Jadeveon Clowney as well. Apparently he's getting close to being healthy.
By the way, does this mean then, actually, maybe we should just dismiss the idea, because I thought J.J. Watt said at the barbecue restaurant.
That's what I was going to say.
That right, he was coming here as long as Clowney.
As long as
was
Clowney's here,
so I assume this just means that Clowney is not coming back here.
Our insider was wrong. Maybe he's going to Arizona.
Yeah, Brisket Insider, let us know what's the latest on this.
What are you going to do if he ends up in Arizona playing with J.J. Watt?
We knew he was right all along.
Guess so. When we come back,
the brisket
time.
Insider.
Yeah, the brisket insider. That's got a good ring to it.
Hashtag BI, brisket insider.
Worst insiders to be, that's for sure. Anytime you're dealing with brisket, you're in pretty good shape. When we come back, we will switch gears. It's time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. You'll have your opportunity to select a goal scorer for the Nashville Predators today against the Tampa Bay Lightning. If you get it right, you win a prize pack brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game.
Turnaround shot and the score.
Who's going to find the back of the net in tonight's Preds game? Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click and welcome a listener to do the same. Pick to Click is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, the official vodka of the NHL.
And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Nashville Predators taking on the defending champs, the Tampa Bay Lightning, today, 3 o'clock puck drop today. So a little afternoon hockey for the Predators coming up, pregame here at 2 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And with that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant, Craig from Hermitage. Craig, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Pretty good.
So, Craig, the Predators taking on Tampa Bay today down in sunny Florida. Who is your Pred pick to click today? Who will be the goal scorer for the Nashville Predators?
I was going to go Forsberg, but I think Arvidsson's been close lately, so I'll take Arvy.
I like it. So Victor Arvidsson being selected by Craig in Hermitage. Craig, we wish you good luck in the competition today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Craig taking Victor Arvidsson. I think I just muted myself like midway through a word.
One nothing. Good. Yeah, that was you got half like the beginning of the word out, then you muted part of the word, and you got the end of the word.
I still have confidence that you'll catch up. So, Craig selecting Victor Arvidsson in the competition today. Said he was going to go with Philip Forsberg, who's run into a little bit of a dry spell as of late in the goal-scoring department. We'll see if he can get that back on track today against Tampa Bay. So, Craig selecting Victor Arvidsson. Ryan Porth, it is your turn to have the first pick in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Who will you be selecting?
Well, Craig did not go with number 9.
I knew he was going to do it.
So give me number 9, Philip Forsberg.
Knew he was going to do it. Ryan Porth, taking the easy way out, selecting Philip Forsberg in this competition.
I don't always take the easy way out in this competition.
I know.
But I am today.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, we've all tried a lot of things and haven't been right in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the listeners still have 5 wins in this competition. Rex Road is at 4, Porth is at 1, and I remain at 0.
This has been an embarrassing run for all of us.
Well, at this point, it's almost to the point where I wonder if I can get through the whole season and not have one.
That would actually be incredible.
It really would.
I don't know if that would
this
say more about...
This is supposed to be my sport.
Yeah, I don't know if this would say more about you or the Preds or maybe both.
Maybe
I don't
a combination
know.
Of the
it
two.
It would be some kind of comment on life at
yeah.
large.
I've said this before, probably a week or two ago, that whoever you pick, Robbie, and you think that player has scored to make it your first pick-to-click winner, they're going to change it up like later in the period because it got deflected on the way in.
Or there will be an immediate review. There'll be like a high stick.
Offside.
Yeah. Offside. Correct. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a strong chance. I mean, we've gotten to the point now where every time I select someone in this competition, tweets come in legitimately angry at me. That like people are just going to be cursed at that point. So I apologize in advance.
What's the closest you've come to having an actual choice be correct?
I mean, I've had players have assists, but I don't. It's not like anybody's come close to scoring.
Like, did you have like Duchesne on one of those nights where he?
Yeah,
yeah, where he oh, like, yeah. just missed the net or yeah. barely hit the post or whatever.
Arvidsson yeah. missing the wide open net in Carolina last week.
Yeah, I mean,
that
I
was
think,
you. You had Arvidsson.
Yeah,
that
and
night?
I think yeah. I've had Forsberg a couple of times, and you know, he's. I think one time I took him, he had 9 shots on goal, just none of them went in.
So
in the next night, he'll score twice.
It kind of gets to the point where some of these Preds should start being upset with you when you pick them.
I think we're past that point. We're over halfway through the season at this point.
Didn't you say that Forsberg's dad reached out to you? Was he mad at you that you picked Philip?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Leave my son alone.
You stop. Stop selecting Philip. Well, you don't have to worry about that today because Ryan Porth has done it. Joe Rexroad, you've got the second pick today. Where are you going in this competition?
Okay, remind me who's still playing for this team on the ice.
Ellie Tolman is still there.
Yeah. Do I pick him or do I have mercy on you? You know?
Well, you don't know that.
Would you pick Tolvanen?
I don't know.
We'll have to see.
All
right, fine. I'll take Tolvanen.
Okay.
If you would admit that you would take him, I was going to let you have him, but I'll take him. Tolvanen.
Okay. Give me Mikael Granlund in this competition. We talked about him a little bit earlier in the show. I do wonder how much longer maybe he's a part of things as they move forward here. But I think Granlund has been playing relatively well as of late. Just the lineup they have right now is limited. But give me Granlund.
And we continue to disrespect the number two goal scorer on the team, Calle Järnkrok.
You've selected him before. We've had listeners select him as well. A listener selected him last week. I'm not sure there's been any disrespect here.
I'm just saying, if you're the number two goal scorer on a team, you should go in the top four every time, shouldn't you?
Well, maybe not every time, but yeah, at least consistently. So maybe that happens as we continue throughout the rest of the week here.
You know, I feel pretty good about my Forsberg pick.
Do you?
I do, especially because the Athletic just came out with their updated trade deadline big board, and Philip Forsberg was not on it.
Oh. Wonder if that's because maybe comments made on this here radio station.
Perhaps so.
Is that
just immediately took him off the board, huh?
Is that my
Cousins?
College buddy Craig Cousins doing this?
It is.
Okay. Well, he's plugged in. And maybe plugged into this station. more importantly than any GM he may talk to.
That's exactly right. So
that's interesting.
Today's edition of Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Craig from Hermitage selecting Victor Arvidsson. Ryan Porth going with Philip Forsberg. Joe Rexrode, Ellie Tolvanen, Robbie Stanley, Mikael Granlund. I'd like to preemptively apologize to Mikael Granlund based on the way the competition has gone. But when
Mikael, it's time.
When and if the day comes that I get one right in this competition, I'm going to be insufferable the next morning, so prepare yourself.
I would expect a complete release of emotion on Twitter right when it happens.
Yes,
all these Simpsons gifts.
I don't do that, but I probably have a couple gifts out there that I could do.
Yeah,
I've been heavy on the Spaceballs gifts on Preds games as of late. Underrated 80s movie.
Porth
probably has no idea exists.
Great movie. You seen that movie, Porth?
He's not seen Star Wars.
You've seen Spaceballs?
And you've not seen
Half
Star
the jokes,
Wars?
You have to watch Star Wars to get the jokes. How'd you, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to know the Star Wars stuff to get the jokes in Spaceballs.
Okay.
Thank you, Porth.
There's some good stuff. Have you ever seen, like, Alien?
I have not.
There's some jokes from that in there, too. But I'm still impressed that you've seen that movie.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Heidi from Dixon texts in and says, would Joe try to get Dan Hamwies out of retirement to help with the injury depth? What do you think about Dan Hamwies coming out?
So Heidi's just going to troll me every day now, huh?
Dan Hamwies. Dan Hamwies.
I don't know that I've ever seen a name get messed up more than his. When you look at it, it's really not that complicated. It's Dan Hamwies.
Called
him Hamwies. There's a video game that used to call him Ham House.
Well, Huis, right?
Yeah.
That's Huis.
Welcome to the Ham House.
Yeah, Ham House, that's a little
much. I think it was Bob Cole, like NHL 2K7. Dan Ham House. Like, that is not it, friend. I don't know who recorded that.
But you have to admit, I mean, his name is still, it's one of those names that people botch.
Yeah.
Mariota, that's the most inexcusable butchering of a long-term now NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah, but there's only two options there, Mariota and Mariota.
Yeah.
And yet 98% of the NFL still goes with Mariota. Again, I went on Ben Standig's podcast. My coworker covers the Washington football team. And I had to, like, on his podcast say, dude, I just want you to know, if he comes to your town, it's Mariota.
Didn't Goodell butcher it, though?
He said, Marcus Mariota. Like, not even close, buddy.
Mariota. So he just completely didn't see the vowel.
Yeah, just completely wrong.
I've heard somebody say Mariota.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Well, I've actually heard that's actually the correct way to say it, like in Hawaii, Mariota. So that may not be a butchering, but at least it's the point is Mar, not Mare. Super Mario.
All right, so there are more than two options for Mariota.
Deflecting from Dan Hamwies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Back to Heidi. Thanks, Heidi.
Dan Hamwies.
Let's Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate texts in, says, can we throw a parade for Robbie's first winner? Maybe able to do that. Also says Heidi is definitely a Jared Stillman burner account.
I've started to wonder what kind of a burner account Heidi is. That's a good guess. Yeah. I don't know if Jared could be that funny, though. You know, I don't know if Jared would be that witty in his rips on me.
May not. To answer your question, Nate, yes, we can throw a parade if I ever get a pick right in Preds Pick to Click. Hopefully tonight.
It's about time. Season's almost over. It's about time.
Thank you. But it's not like you guys have been doing any better as of late.
No, I mean, it's
on the board.
Are we sure that Porth has one? I don't even remember the one he got.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Didn't I get Yossi?
Well, you know, sometimes he gets to manipulating the scoreboard out there. Like the other day in weekend winners, by the way, went 5-1 with my lock on winners. Yes. Ooh. Great weekend for Robbie Stanley. Porth taking the easy road out and taking the money line on the Minnesota Wild game last week and not the spread.
That's right. You went spread, didn't you?
Did go spread, and I got it.
Yeah, you should get like more credit than Porth.
I'm just grasping for straws, trying to find some advantages in competition.
So you're coming back in weekend winners. That's exciting.
See what happens on that. We've got an update on that coming your way on Friday, and we'll try for another round of weekend winners.
It's a good week for weekend winners.
I got my
lock. Lines.
You did?
Yeah. Oklahoma State plus 9.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good pick. This week we'll have lines on all the NCAA games. So
that's right.
No money line. You know, and I did it too. I took like the Lady Vols against Ole Miss. I mean,
you did.
It's kind of a gimme, but
I mean, what were they favored by in that game? Like 14?
I don't know actually, but probably not that much.
12?
Probably about 8.
Got to challenge ourselves in this competition. Yeah. When we come back, we will continue the conversation on the Nashville Predators. Darren McFarland, host of Darren Donica Chase, also handles the Predators' pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network. He'll join us next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Dan Hamwis.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.